Plus, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A magnitude 7 earthquake hits offshore near the Eureka, California area, and it was felt as far south as the San Francisco area where this woman lives.
It was pretty obviously an earthquake. My living room floor shook and my front windows shook, so I knew it was an earthquake. It was a fast one, though.
The quake triggered a tsunami warning, which was later canceled. The search for the gunman in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson spreads beyond New York City. CBS's Anna Schechter.
We know that investigators have been up in Connecticut looking for the place of purchase. So that's new details that CBS News can report.
More work is needed on electrical and life support systems for a crewed lunar landing mission. So, according to NASA Administrator Bill Nelson,
assuming the SpaceX lander is ready, we plan to launch Artemis 3 in mid-2027.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The U.S. Supreme Court is currently deciding whether to take a Wisconsin case about school policies on gender. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
The Eau Claire Area School District updated their policy to say that if a child wants to be addressed by a different name or pronoun, staff would respect that and would not notify parents without the child's consent. Advocates for LGBTQIA youth say that can protect queer kids whose families may not understand them. But a group of parents represented by the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty sued the district. They claim the policy usurps their rights as parents. Luke Berg, representing the families who filed the lawsuit.
This can do harm to children, and in our view, that's why parents need to be involved.
Meanwhile, Haley Archer, attorney for the Wisconsin ACLU, says it's not a black and white issue.
I believe one of the reasons that this question is debated is because it is complex. We're balancing the rights of parents, we're balancing the rights of schools, we're balancing the rights of students, and ultimately, the safety of the student is, in my opinion, the most important of these rights.
The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health reports nearly half of LGBTQIA youth in the state seriously consider suicide. Nationally, according to the Trevor Project, those rates drop significantly for trans and non-binary young people who feel accepted at home. Now, this lawsuit has been dismissed in Wisconsin courts twice. Judges have said while the parents are genuinely concerned, the policy hasn't impacted them or their kids, so the suit has no standing. The parents have now asked the U.S. Supreme Court to review their case, but the court only takes on less than a percent of requested cases. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Wood County Jail will have their ribbon cutting on Tuesday, December 17th. It will begin at 11 a.m. in the new Wood County Boardroom on the third floor. An open house and refreshments will follow. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks lose to the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Atlanta Hawks, 119-104. Milwaukee now 11-10. They face the Celtics tomorrow night in Boston. College basketball, Marquette losing to Iowa State, 81-70. The Golden Eagles host the Badgers on Saturday. NFL, Packers and the Lions tonight on Thursday Night Football. Tied in Tucker Kraft on the Packers' good mood after winning three in a row.
The locker room is almost always like this because even when we are down, you know, we're not emotionally down.
College football. Wisconsin signed 24 new recruits, but has over a dozen, including wide receiver Trek Kakahuna, entering the transfer portal. Luke Fickell on getting new players to commit despite a losing season.
Let's be honest, it's pretty easy for people out there to say, well, why would you want to do that? They're going to go right back to doing what they did before. But if people believe and trust in you, then they'll have some blind faith.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the next Midday Magazine, we wrap up the week with Wisconsin State Representative Scott Krug in part one, and in part two, our friend Phil Brown from the Southfield County Historical Museum. 4 to 5 on WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, a low of 5 to 10. And a mix of sun and clouds for your Friday afternoon, a high in the mid-20s. Warmer for the weekend and a partly sunny sky, high in the upper 30s for Saturday, mid-40s for Sunday. Currently, it's 17 degrees.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be live at WRCE in Richland Center. An entire hour of the Ewing brothers, Brady and Brandon, sports, life, outdoors, and more, and Peter Rapine. Join us then.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who likes piña coladas, but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to hour number 2 of this Thursday edition of Nightlight. Great to have you with me this evening on this blustery, cold night, at least in northeast Wisconsin. It's blustery and cold, but my next guest can maybe confirm what the weather is like in Madison, because I think he lives in the greater Madison area. He has become a frequent flyer on the show, and we love having Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogge on to tell us about all the cool things going on in our state. Logan, how are you?
Pete, I am doing great today. And can confirm it is blustery and cold here in Madison as well. But, you know, I have to say I love it because you know really? What that means? Yep, that means it is snow-making weather for all Wisconsin ski hills. I know they are just loving this weather right now. So really kicking the winter season off well with this blustery and cold weather.
Boy, you have that diplomatic approach. You got a bounce in your voice. I could tell you do this in your sleep, and you're very good at it. So, yeah, Pete, snow's a good thing. Crazy, blustery, cold. Who doesn't love that? But good for you.
You know, it's not everyone's cup of hot chocolate. You know, there's plenty to do inside. There's plenty to do outside. And, hey, the calendar is showing December, and there is a lot to do this holiday season. I'm talking Christmas markets, holiday light displays, you know, ideas for gifting people travel. And so I'm just really excited to jump into these topics with you today, Pete.
Let's do it. Let's let the kidding around is pretty much over. Let's get down to business. What I want to start with is the House on the Rock, Christmas at the House on the Rock, because I have been meaning, Logan, since I moved back to Wisconsin to get to the House of the Rock. There's so much to see there, and I've had people on the show that have just been advocates for the place and how great it is, and I still haven't made it there. So let's start there. Tell us what Christmas at the House on the Rock is like.
You know, House on the Rock is just one of those unexpected attractions that make people really say, like, wow, that's in Wisconsin. It's this sort of menagerie of just odds and end collections throughout the year. And for that Christmas season, they kind of turn over the stuff and they bring in all these, you know, antique decorations and Christmas trees and throw up tinsel everywhere. But you have that base layer of wonder there at the House on the Rock. You know, they have their antique carousel and their giant whale and all these other year-round attractions there.
Wow.
Just with, you know, Christmas painted over it. And I know it's an incredibly popular destination to visit during the season. I haven't been myself, but I've only heard good things about it.
That's so great. What do you think? I mean, you know, we have snow here. I'm not a big fan of winter, but I will say there is something special about Wisconsin at the holidays and at Christmas. We have so many great Christmassy towns and events, and the snow just provides such a beautiful backdrop. What is your favorite place in the state? Or give me a couple at Christmas time. And they don't have to just be on your list. You could go into your personal favorites or whatever before we get into some of these other things here.
You know, one that I really like is Baraboo. The city was built around this kind of traditional town square where right there with like the court building right in the center of it and yeah. all these locally owned shops lining it. And I'm talking, you know, antique and rare bookstores and independent toy stores and all these unique places to go. And I know they go all out for December, having frequent events and activations and activities for the month. So really fun destination to check out in December. And I have to give a shout out to Hudson, Wisconsin, too. Right there along the St. Croix River, they've got this kind of historic brick and mortar Main Street. And it was actually the site of one, maybe two Hallmark movies. So, you know, it has that inherent Hallmark charm there.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Do you like Hallmark movies?
You know, hot and cold on them. Yeah.
They do say holidays somehow, though. Like, I don't really watch them, but I can't tell you the ads, seeing the ads upset me because it just reminds me that Christmas is here. And I know Wisconsin has a connection to them. Conrad, we should do something about that at some point with Hallmark movies and their connections to Wisconsin, whether it's yeah. talent or settings or whatever. I didn't know they shot some Hallmark movies here until you said that, Logan. But you also have – there's another great event – I know that was on your website at the Milwaukee Zoo. Talk about that a little bit.
So I think you're referring to the Milwaukee Zoo Lights.
Zoo Lights, yeah.
So that's just a really popular thing for a lot of zoos throughout Wisconsin to do. Milwaukee County Zoo and then Henry Vilas and Madison, where you know they just deck out their zoos and all these different displays and scenes of lights. Typically, they're kind of you know, it's like a animals at the zoo that are depicted in lights, and it's a really family friendly activity to do throughout throughout December.
That's great. Are you a fan of zoos to begin with?
Yeah, I enjoy checking out zoos, you know, especially if I have like a niece or nephew visiting. It's a good like option for younger visitors.
I have to be honest, my favorite Christmas settings in, and typically they're in cities, are like at zoos. Like I've been to Milwaukee when it's been lit up, the Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago. I haven't been to the Madison Zoo, but I hear it's great. I love, because I like the animals to begin with, but when they light it up, it's so extra special. The other thing is like skating rinks in downtown settings like Milwaukee. Do you ice skate?
I don't. I wish I could. It's a great shame of mine, but but I know we have like fantastic ice skating destinations throughout the state. I believe it's in Neenah, the Plaza. It's this really kind of charming Hallmark-esque newer ice skating destination. But then there in Milwaukee, there is Red Arrow Park, and that's really special. Right. That one, because they have a lot of adaptive ice skating equipment available. So for folks who may have a physical disability, it provides an option for them to get out and experience that joy and thrill of gliding over the ice.
It's so great. And I love, like, where I live in Marinette, Logan, when you come in from the Upper Peninsula from Menominee, there's just a ton of pine trees. And it's set on the river, and there's a logging museum there, and they have a tree, and they have lights. You just can't beat that when you drive into a city and see how they embrace Christmas. And I think a lot of cities around Wisconsin are like that. Let's talk about the Nutcracker, because that's on your page as well. You guys are promoting the Nutcracker at the in Oshkosh. Now, I know it's also playing in Madison. What can you tell me about the Nutcracker in Oshkosh?
So the Nutcracker at the Castle, it is this annual event at the Payne Art Center and Gardens. It's really this seasonal site that you have to take in. It transforms the Payne into scenes from that classic ballet story. So the Payne is an ornate former mansion, and they fill it with all these sort of elaborate decorated Christmas trees, massive nutcrackers, and so much more. And you can either take a self-guided tour of the property, Or I would highly, highly suggest joining one of their guided tours where ballet dancers bring the story to life. Yeah. And the Nutcracker in the Castle, it's running through January 6th, so you have plenty of time. And I would also highly recommend when you're in Oshkosh to check out the Celebration of Lights. So this is a drive-through display that winds through the EAA grounds, and it features hundreds of thousands of lights. You're going to be wild. You know, there's tons of trees that are filled with lights, decorative scenes, animated displays, and so much more. That is open daily through New Year's Eve.
That's pretty cool. I've heard that's an absolute spectacle. So, yeah, that's probably something great that people could check out, too. And I'm the same way. Like with the Nutcracker, I don't know much about ballet. I think it's beautiful, and I've seen the Nutcracker probably 5 or 6 times in my life. And even though I'm not a fan necessarily, or an avid fan, I should say, it's spectacular. I mean, it's just, the music is perfect. The dancers, it's Christmas, it's Sugar Plum Fairies. I mean, you cannot do better than the Nutcracker at Christmas.
Yeah, there's just something warming about, you know, experiencing this sort of like cultural attraction in this really ornate setting with all the decorations around you. It kind of pulls you into the season, fills you with that sort of that celebratory feeling, and it's just wonderful.
Absolutely. All right, let's try to get through a couple more of these before we let you go. Let's bring it up here to Northeast Wisconsin, where you have a really cool event. There's a great event in Shawano, the Santa Parade. Can you tell us about that?
You know, I'm not familiar with the Santa Parade. I know a ton of communities throughout throughout Wisconsin love to put on Christmas parades. One I am familiar with is in Sparta, Wisconsin. That's happening this weekend, actually, and they have a fantastic outdoor Christmas market there.
Oh, nice.
That is running on Fridays and Saturdays up until December 21st. So if you make it out this Friday, December 6th, you can also take in their parade and their lighting ceremony, and then shop 33 different huts and get these handmade gifts that all the artisans are bringing there.
Oh, you can't beat that. Like you said, it's December 6th at 6 p.m. All this information we're talking about, folks, is at the travelwisconsin.com website. Logan Rogge is my guest. Logan, so one more thing. Let's keep it Northeast Wisconsin, the Polar Express train ride. I don't know how much you know about that, but that I know is a local favorite here in Green Bay and the Fox Cities.
Yeah, one of the wonderful things about Wisconsin is we have all these different trains throughout the state that are offering rides typically throughout the summer, but then in December they kind of make a switch and they take on that Christmassy feel. So I know there's the East Troy Electric train in southeastern Wisconsin. I'm not familiar with the one you'd mentioned, but you know, typically it's this picturesque sort of cruise through the countryside. Occasionally, you know, it's a snow-laden landscape, depending on what the weather's bringing that year. But, you know, typically a meet and greet with Santa, maybe some hot food and drink, and really a memorable way to take in the season as a family.
Well said, my friend. As always, this was fun. Thank you for always checking in with us and keeping us posted about all the great things happening around the state and all the great work you guys are doing at Travel Wisconsin. Logan Rogge, thanks so much, buddy.
Thanks for having me, Pete.
Anytime. All right. That's Logan Rogge. His name is just fun to say, don't you think, Conrad?
Logan Rogge. Yeah, definitely.
Like the first time I saw it, I thought it was Logan Rogue. And I was like, no, that's not working. Then he told me it was Rogge. I'm like, that's it. He crushed it. That's a great name. It's memorable.
It's just, yeah, like you said, it's just fun to say.
Yeah. And I'm stuck with Pete Schwabba, which is hard to say.
Peach Cobbler.
Exactly. All right. Our old buddy Emerson Lehman is coming up next. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Progress, we have found a way to talk around the problem. Building towered foresight isn't anything at all. Why the sky and sell the sky and leave the sky and sell the sky.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tome for the Todd Allball Show.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
To everyone who craves a sweet treat with a little something special, let us tell you about our concrete mixers at Culver's.
There's so many reasons I love fresh frozen custard. It's so rich, so creamy. It's the perfect treat. But when I handcraft it with all of your favorite mix-ins and see your smiles after every spoonful, it's clear what makes our concrete mixers so special to me is making them just for you.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning. Ho-ho-ho!
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Well, if you're a regular listener to Nightlight, and I hope you are, you're going to recognize, and you're watching on the stream, you're going to recognize this gentleman sitting next to me here. And you probably recognize him also from his day job. He doesn't just come on Nightlight and pull in the cash because he's popular from this show. He is the co-host of the Action 2 News this morning.
There's cash involved?
Yeah. Conrad has a per diem we give him. He's supposed to allocate that.
But, I see how that's been going, Conrad. All right.
You haven't gotten a taste yet?
Not yet.
All right. I just got a text. This is exciting. Our friend Kristen Lyerly, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, will be on the show Monday at 6:35. Conrad, please make a note of it. She took time out to run for office, so we couldn't have her on because then we would, you know, well, this show isn't political to begin with, but
I actually interviewed her during that race. So
she's so great. Yeah. I'm excited. I love her as a guest and talking to her about medical stuff. She's an open book and you can ask her pretty much anything. And she is painfully honest.
There you go, Conrad. Write it down. Don't forget.
Monday at 6:35, Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here. That'll be fun. But right now, some serious issues. What do you do when you're a news anchor and you got that frog in your throat? And
Oh, man. You know, it's so difficult because the 4:30 half hour, we kind of joke that that's our warm-up for our voices, right. Too. Like, I'll be singing in the car on the way to work to try and get it going. But, yeah, still clear in the throat. That first half hour is tough. But after that, it kind of settles itself a little bit.
Have you ever had like a coughing fit or you've got a tickle in your throat?
Oh, yeah.
You can't, like, what do you do? Do you suck it up and power through it? So do you just come clean?
My trick has been, I mean, yeah, what are you going to do, right? Like, people know we're human beings. Right. My trick, if like I have a real sore, scratchy throat or something, I have a bottle of honey in my desk at work and I'll just, my producers will look at me kind of weird sometimes because I'll just take the bottle and just a shot of honey right before I go out on the right out to the desk, and it usually soothes it enough that you can kind of power through it. But I mean, then every time like we toss to some sound or something, you're clearing your throat. And
why
it's
do you think a producer would not look twice or think that's strange? Because that's,
I mean, it could just be me
trade,
judging myself and just assuming that they're judging me, and really they're not. That's very possible. But hey, it works, so I'm gonna keep doing it.
You've never had that like, where you just can't stop coughing and your eyes are watering, like an Albert Brooks moment in
Broadcast
News.
Think so?
Yeah.
If I feel like I would remember that, right? If I had. I don't think I've had it to the point where I needed to like step out of the studio, knock on the wood,
fake
that,
wood,
yeah,
or
the fake wood
is.
That's in
yeah.
this table, because I mean, I'm sure there's a time for everything, but it hasn't happened yet.
You'd be on one of those blooper reels they send out with newscasts, yeah. which are so funny. Do you ever watch those?
I just found a new Instagram page that is dedicated to news bloopers. And
oh, God, I could lose myself.
I have not ended up on any of them that I know of yet. If someone has seen me on one, please send it my way, because I want to see it. Like, you don't want to end up on there, but you're also kind of like, oh.
That kind of makes you more lovable,
like,
though.
Hey, I made it. All right. Like, you know you're going to have a moment at some point, so it'd be funny to have other people laugh at you, too.
I saw this blooper. It was a newscaster in Oregon, and he has a lot of these. Like, he's kind of a funny guy.
Sure.
I think he's probably from the 80s or 90s, and he said two cows were on the loose, Black and Gus, and it was Black Angus, but he didn't catch that, and his partner starts cracking up, and he couldn't even catch his breath. He was laughing so hard. He's like, oh, no, did I say Black and Gus? Like,
there's so many moments that I wish people at home watching
right.
could see what's going on in the studio. Like,
right.
We're a fun team. It's fun. We have fun on the air, but off the air too. And it's just commercial breaks and things like that. It's
yeah.
Especially when you're up that early in the morning, right? You got to keep it loose. You got to keep it fun. Yeah. And yeah, that definitely happens.
It's funny that you say that, because there are days my house is empty now during the day, and that's typically where I prep. And I won't talk to people. There are days, usually I have a phone call or two for work or whatever, but usually sometimes there are days I don't talk to anybody. And then I get here and I'm like, my voice just doesn't work. I can't imagine getting up when you do at the crack of even before dawn.
Yeah. Dark and early.
You
we
probably
like to
have
say.
To sing or something to get your voice ready.
Oh, right? Yeah. You got to pump yourself up a little bit. A little Natasha Bedingfield and written. That's on my pre-show playlist.
Conrad, let's find that song. I want to hear what Emerson is listening
to. Get it bumping.
I need some inspiration.
I probably won't be singing it, but it'll inspire you a little bit. Yeah,
kind
it's,
of a
it's a fun, it's an upbeat little get you going in the morning. Yeah.
You know, well, let's play for him too, the Jacksons. Have you ever heard the song, Can You Feel It?
I feel like probably.
Okay.
And I just don't know the title of it, but
let's find that for a
break.
There's
a good chance.
That'll get you going in the morning.
All right.
You'll do like a half marathon before you hit the studio.
I'll add it to the playlist for tomorrow.
So, all right, let's talk. I was blown away. The last time you were here, you told me, no, you're a young guy. You've only been at WBAY a year now, right?
Was a it year December? Next week.
Wow.
Next Wednesday, exciting. 1 year.
That's great.
So you're celebrating a year this week. Congratulations.
Yesterday, yeah.
Yeah. And I
thank you.
A week after your 1 year is my 1 year. So
well, you've had something to do with my success, because you've been on this is like your fourth or fifth time on the show. I haven't been invited on the morning show, Conrad. Make a note of that.
listen, we can see what we can do about
I'm half
that.
Kidding. I gotta drop a few more pounds before
it's been
I do
a,
TV.
It's been a pleasure though to be coming back. I'm just glad that Conrad keeps texting me saying to come back, especially this week. I know I was supposed to be in tomorrow, but you guys even adjusted to my schedule and said, yeah, come in on Thursday.
We
so I appreciate
you.
That. It's always special.
So you, okay, so last year, thank you, by the way, but you won an Emmy.
Yeah, two years ago, 2022. Yeah, it's been 2 years now.
Right,
so
when you were in Milwaukee.
When I was in Milwaukee,
okay.
Yep.
So, all right, so you kind of went there a little bit last time you were here. And I think you showed a video of when you found out or something like that.
Yeah, talked about it, yep.
How is that kind of a drag, like, is it like winning a Super Bowl for a head coach? Where it's like, well, I've always got the ring, so I'm in the greatness. But and then you don't win another one, or do you expect to win now every year? I'm sure you want to win every year.
I think it's been kind of tricky because when I won back in 2022, that was the first time I'd ever had anything submitted, had been nominated, and I won right away.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, oh, this is awesome. And then I went back and I was nominated again in 2023, didn't win. And then this past season, 2024, 2023, 2024, it kind of splits between the 2 years. Had two nominations, once with some folks from CBS 58 and then one for our morning show. Unfortunately, we didn't win either category. So, like, yeah, you're bummed. It stings a little bit, but it's always just so cool to be in that room. You get
to
throw your tux on and, you know, you're getting all your photos and they have, like, the red carpet thing. And, I mean, just I'm in a room with some of my – idols that I grew up watching, and you're nominated alongside them, and that's a pretty special feeling. So that was great in itself.
Fantastic. And I'm sure even the nomination, you're like, all right, I didn't make a wrong career choice. I'm doing something right.
I'm doing okay.
That's got to feel great.
We're doing all right.
All right. Emerson Lehman is here. He is the co-host of the Action 2 News This Morning, and we'll have more with Emerson. He's hanging out with us tonight like he does so often. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Don't be a victim of a holiday scam this season. Here's Lisa Hale with more.
The most common scams people become victims of during the holidays are fake charities, gift card scams, holiday vacation scams, and look-alike online stores. Grant Wheat, the Vice President of Risk Management at Verva Credit Union, said holidays are a risky time.
The reason this is so big during the holidays is that people are just happy to give, right? This is a great time. Everybody feels rejuvenated when it's in the holidays. Everybody seems upbeat and you just want to give, right? You want to help out. Scammers take advantage of that.
Wheat encourages consumers to slow down, talk to someone they trust, and look for red flags such as spelling, grammar, and odd email addresses or contact methods before acting on anything that seems too good to be true.
World AIDS Day was earlier this week. People living with HIV still face lots of stigma, adding to their burden. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
About 7,400 Wisconsinites are HIV positive. The number of newly diagnosed people hit a 10-year high in recent years. But treatment has come a long, long way. According to data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, 94% of people got care services they need within 3 months of their diagnosis. HIV and AIDS have been massively stigmatized since they were first discovered in the 80s, which harms the people who need help and support, according to Boston University social scientist Anthony Petro.
When you think about public health itself, it is the application of medicine to a public, and that depends upon us knowing who the public is that we care about.
When they weren't getting support from the government, local activists helped advance the awareness movement.
There was no funding for treatment and prevention until researchers learned it was a virus. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If it's huge blockbusters or holiday films you're looking for in theaters this weekend, you will have to see films that are already released. But if you're not ready to throw yourself into the world of holiday films just yet, or are in the mood for some offbeat, quirky flicks, this could be your weekend. Comedy sci-fi Y2K rolls out Friday and takes us back to 1999 when the world was in a panic over what would happen when the clock struck midnight on New Year's Eve. The film follows two high schoolers who crash a New Year's Eve party and end up fighting for their lives. If you're in the mood for a Lou Diamond Phillips movie, and who isn't, check out the horror film Werewolves, which also stars Frank Grillo, but has not yet been reviewed. So beware. If you're looking for a comedy horror, the film Night opens this week in wide release as well. The film stars Amy Adams playing a mom who takes time off work to stay home with her kids, but finds herself turning into a dog. I did not misspeak. Despite the offbeat storyline, the film is pulling a 63 on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, a low of 5 to 10. And a mix of sun and clouds for your Friday afternoon, a high in the mid-20s. Warmer for the weekend and a partly sunny sky, high in the upper 30s for Saturday, mid-40s for Sunday. Currently it's 17 degrees.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three. Left side, yes, sir.
Flee.
Pivots, fades, flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it. With the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel on how Donald Trump's picks for top law enforcement posts can damage our independent judiciary.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Hey, hit baseball.
Another good workout song. Kind of gets you up, right?
100%.
Yeah. I was telling Conrad when I work, I'm going to go out. Tonight is one of my workout nights. I just do it like a 30-minute weight routine once a week.
Arms, harmless. Legs?
Arms, a little bit of legs, but okay. I have a knee issue. So I mostly do arms. Knee. Yeah, I want to be one of those guys that's like really huge on top with like stick legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the look I'm going for. Sure. I think chicks dig that. But but tonight is my night, and I'm like that guy. Since I only work out for like 30 minutes in a gym a week, like I'll walk at home, but I'll just do my 30-minute resistance training. I go in there from here, and I'm wearing my like radio clothes. I'm not going to go put spandex on.
Set
in
the
a
trend,
tank
man.
Top.
Make your own trend. Right.
But I feel like I'm like one of those guys on the playground that wore hard shoes and jeans in a pickup basketball game. Like everyone's looking at me like because they take it
the
so
skater
seriously.
Shoes that are just yeah. flopping around on the yeah. concrete. Yeah.
I don't know. What do you wear to the gym? Do you go to the gym?
Yeah, I mean, on occasion, I go to play pickleball, and I'm in my pickleball attire.
Dude, let's dive into that.
I accidentally teed you up there.
All right, what is new? I told you before when you got here, you told me I should look into the pickleball event at the Marinette Community Rec Center, and
yeah.
I did, and then I forgot about it, and I saw your post on social media, and I wanted to go there and get sound bites, maybe play pickleball, but... You know, I don't think I would be that competitive at pickleball.
You know, you said that you were going to come watch.
Yeah.
I won Friday night.
Nice.
Shout out to my partner, Carolyn Flood. We won the Friday night tournament. And then I played with her brother, Chris, on Saturday. We did not win.
Okay.
That's all right, though.
So Carolyn's better than Chris. That's what I'm taking away.
You said that. I'm not going to. I'm going to plead the fifth because I'm playing with both of them this weekend again.
Oh.
But yeah. Marinette was a great tournament. They raised a bunch of money for breast cancer awareness, which was the big mission this year. It was the Pink Out tournament. So they raised, I forgot how much money it was that they posted about it, but awesome fundraiser. That was a great time. Again, I played Friday, Saturday, and then my parents played on Sunday in their first tournament.
In Marinette?
In Marinette, their first tournament ever. They drove up, stayed with me Saturday night. I drove them up, or I drove up with them on Sunday, and they played their first tournament. And
Mr. and Mrs. Lehman,
Mr.
were a
and
team.
Mrs. Lehman,
wow,
were teamed
nice.
Up. I don't think they needed marriage counseling afterwards. There were some tense moments, but they played great. They had fun, and they are signed up. I got the whole family. We're signed up for a tournament in Lake Geneva in like 2 weeks. So,
oh, nice.
My sister and brother-in-law, my little cousins, my aunt and uncle, everybody's all signed up. Oh, they're all going down to play. It's a family affair, man.
That's fun. Now, all right, people make jokes. And when I say people, I mean me, about pickleball because yeah. it has the identity of being kind of an older person sport.
We're trying to break that, but yes,
it's
it does.
Not any, you're right. A lot of young people are playing it. But when you played in Marinette in advanced and when you lost, was that to an older duo or?
No, that was, so in the bracket that I was in for both the winning one and the one we lost, it was. For the most part, I would say people around my age, maybe.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Between, I don't know, like 20s to 40s was probably the average range. There's a couple that may have been in their 50s, but like in shape 50s.
Yeah.
But yeah, for the most part, like as you're kind of hitting more of these advanced levels now, it's younger, I don't want to say more athletic people, but just people that are faster on the court, they can
just
kind of chase balls down, and you know, it's there's still some. I say this every time I'm asked about it. There are some 60 plus year olds that will run me all around a court because they're so smart and they know how to work the angles and work. Yeah, exactly. Like it, and that's what I love so much about pickleball is you could be an 8 year old playing against a 70 year old, and it's going to be a competitive, fun match, and you're meeting new people. Having conversations, having fun, getting some exercise in, and just enjoying kind of scratching that competitive itch against whoever wants to play.
You just reminded me of a story. I may have told you this last time you were here because it cracks me up. Supposedly, Drew Brees, who's a great
big
athlete, big pickleball guy, but a big tennis guy when he was younger.
Okay.
And there was a story going around the internet, this maybe 2 years ago, that he beat, it was either Andy Murray or Andy Roddick. When they were young, he beat him at tennis. And then the story came out, Drew Brees was 15 and the other guy was like 8. So it doesn't
Those
really
count. Those are small details. Right. Really small details.
So it gets heated. It's a sport like anything. Like you said, you joked, but your parents, you know, if it gets heated between teammates, it might be like, oh, this guy's not carrying his weight or whatever. What do you do if some 70-year-old guy is so ticked off he wants to throw down with you? What's going to happen?
Bring it on, man.
Yeah, okay.
You got to stand your ground.
But you're like a public personality. You're
not
an
on the pickleball court. Not on the pickleball court. Pickleball Emerson and news anchor Emerson are two different people. I will say that. And sometimes they do mesh together and it's, I mean, it's fine. Like people will come up, oh, are you that guy? Like, yeah, that. How you doing? Like, good to see you. Thanks for watching kind of thing. But like, I don't know. It's fun to just go play pickleball and
just be a guy.
Just play pickleball, right? Yeah. Like it's, yeah, I enjoy that. And, it's, I mean, there's like some of the folks I play with, they joke around, oh, what's up, prompter boy, or, you know, things like they like to,
the trash
they
talk?
Joke around, that's the trash talk, yeah. I guess, yeah, but nah, man, it's great. It's the, especially like the community up here in Green Bay and the Fox Valley, like the pickleball scene up here, it's just only continuing to grow. There's a bunch of indoor facilities opening up right now. It's growing in the outdoor season as well, in the summer months, just so many people are experiencing it for the first time and being like, oh, this is awesome. This is what everyone's been doing for the past 5 years. Like, why have I waited this long? So
have you had the opportunity to do anything about pickleball in your anchor job in the morning show at WBAY?
Yeah, I did a story a couple, oh man, I think it was back in September now, which is a couple months ago already. Time's flying by. But I went around and showcased a few of the different indoor facilities, Pickle and Bags down in Oshkosh, Next Level Pickleball in Little Chute, and then the Pickleball Connection in Manitowoc. We went and just highlighted those different places and kind of showed people, hey, if you're enjoying playing outside in the summertime, you need something to do in the winter too. There's a bunch of places to go check out. So
how many people do recognize you? Because I would say maybe even more so in a community this size, news people or on-air talent like you or Rachel Manick or whomever are very recognizable. I think people, I don't know if people in huge cities look to local news as much as they used to. You guys are like really celebrities. So when you go out and you're playing pickleball and you made a joke about trash talking, but like the way you're dressed right now, and no one would go, oh, that's the guy from W. You're like a regular dude.
Yeah.
But how often does that happen?
I mean, I'm always a regular dude.
Yeah.
I think it's funny you mentioned the big city thing. So like down in Milwaukee, it might have happened 2 or 3 times in the 2 years I was down there.
Yeah.
Unless like I went like back home to Kewaskum, then it's a little bit more because more people are kind of aware of what you're doing from the small hometown. But one of my friends in Milwaukee who had worked up here in Green Bay said, you're going to realize that people watch very closely when you move
okay,
up
so
here.
I'm not crazy.
No,
yeah.
No. And it happens. Like I'm not going to lie to you and say, oh yeah, every time I walk out the door, someone's like, hey, I saw you. Like,
I can't even go to the bathroom.
That's not what's happening. Yeah. No, yeah. But I mean, like the grocery store, it'll happen a bit. I think sometimes people, they look at you and I can tell that they're like, how do I know you? Or I know you.
Do we go to high school together?
I'm not going to like say anything. And it's usually older people, folks a few years older than I am.
Yeah, right.
But I love it when people actually say something because it's kind of uncomfortable when they're just staring at you from a small distance. I'd rather
maybe
someone
creepy too. You don't know what's going
like,
to happen.
I'd rather have someone say, hey, I love watching, or hey, like you're that guy. I'm like, yep, that's me. I'm like, I'll have a conversation. It's a good time.
What's the, my guest is Emerson Lehman. He is the co-host, one of the co-hosts of the Action 2 News this morning here in Green Bay on WBAY. And he's a frequent nightlight guest here. We love having him in studio. What is the best part about your job? Like you're part of the community, you're recognizable. There is like sort of a fame element or a recognizability element, but people probably don't understand how much work goes into what you do. They just see you on TV getting to be out front and center, but it's a hard job. What's the best part about the job and what's the worst part?
Oh man, the worst part has to be the hours.
Yeah.
And that's coming from someone who loves morning news. But it's tough when, I'll just use pickleball as an example because we've been talking about it. You know, I play in a group on Tuesday nights. Well, they usually play until 9 o'clock and then there's a bar connected to the facility. Like, oh, we're going to go have a drink or we're going to go hang out for a bit. Come on up. And I'm like, I'm ditching out at 8 o'clock because I got to go home and shower up and go to bed so I can be up at, you know, 2:30 a.m. the next day. So like that part is tough. I love though having the ability to, like you said, kind of be recognizable, but I think just for people to trust myself, my team, to be welcomed into their homes every morning.
Right.
I mean, you can turn on the TV and you've got however many stations to choose from. You can not watch the news at all. But people make the conscious effort to turn on Channel 2 and say, I trust Tammy. I trust Emerson. I trust Steve. I trust Aisha. I trust the whole team, Maria. I trust them to provide me with the news, what I need to know every morning. And I enjoy listening to them. Like, folks will comment on our Facebook saying, oh, you feel like part of the family because you're with us every morning. I'm drinking my coffee with you every morning. And I think sometimes when you, like you said, it's a lot of work. I mean, some people think we're on air from 4:30 to 7:30 and that's it. No, the show gets prepped and then we're working on other stories afterwards. We're doing all this, a lot of stuff behind the scenes that people don't see. And I think when you kind of get lost in all that, it can be tough to forget sometimes. Like, it's a pretty cool job to be on TV every morning and have people waking up and trusting you to...
wanting to hear what you have to say.
Wanting to hear what you have to say and what information you have to provide. It's a true honor and it's something you can't take for granted.
You just said the name Maria. What is her last name?
Parmigiani.
Yes. Okay. So I reached out to her. I think I told you this last time.
The newest member of our team.
Yeah, she's several months. Traffic, right?
Yeah, she's been here for a while now, but yeah, she's the newest member.
She was on, I don't know if she was on with Mino and the mayor.
Yep.
Or I saw her and I thought, oh, she'd be a great guest. So I reached out to her. She said, yes, I'm still living in Fond du Lac, but I'd love to be on the show when I move to Green Bay because I get up so early. I didn't know her. I don't think we had maybe two mutual friends, but since we became Facebook friends, everything she posts pops up. I don't know what algorithm she's working with, but she is a master at social media.
She is. She's great at social media. She's great at providing the traffic updates. I mean, she had a busy day today and yesterday with all the weather and stuff that was going on, and she's been a great addition to the team for sure.
That's great. And then you got Tammy, who's been there a long time. You have a nice, well-rounded group there. That's fantastic. Let's talk about, what was I going to ask you? Oh, Conrad, we wanted to get Emerson's take on its national, what is it again? Okay.
Bathtub Party Day?
Yeah, you're a news guy. Tell us what to make of this. It's National Bathtub Party Day.
Like hanging out with the rubber duckies or?
That's if you want to put an innocent take on it. Yeah, probably something like that.
I don't have a bathtub, so I don't know what this is. I have a shower.
You ever just sit on the floor of your shower and pretend it's a bathtub?
No, I can't say I have.
Yeah, me neither. It's
not very specific, though.
So I don't know what to make of that. Like, that's like that sounds like a 70s.
There's
swanky.
So many national days. Like,
oh, I know.
Yesterday was National Cookie Day.
Oh, I like that.
We're big fans.
I'm a fan. Absolutely. Especially this time of year. Do you have a favorite Christmas cookie?
I don't like frosting.
Oh.
So my aunt, when we like will decorate Christmas cookies, because I still like decorating them, you know, show my artistic side, but I'm just not going to eat any of them. But she'll always like, I love like the shortbread, you know, just sugar cookies, but like without frosting. So she'll like cook some sprinkles into them. So I still have like the festiveness. And so I appreciate that. And then my mom makes this like, it's like a pie cookie that's like jelly and pie crust. And I don't know what it's called, but that's also delicious.
The jelly cookie.
Yeah, that sounds.
I'm not a fan. I think fruit in cakes or cookies, it just doesn't work for me.
I would usually agree, but I think there's so much, if there's more of the pie crust stuff and there's just like a little bit of that jelly, I'm okay with it. I'm just not a huge sweets person.
Oh, that's good.
For my birthday, I'm now 28 years old.
Yeah.
And the team knew, Tammy had been emailing with my mother and she brought in a sausage platter instead of, you know, the cupcakes and stuff. They brought cupcakes too, but they brought in a sausage cheese platter because they know I don't like sweets. So
wherever you work, it's like they're trying to kill you. My wife is a teacher. She's like, it's donuts. And it's like, what are they doing to us? Like, they pay for our health care. Crazy. All right. Emerson Lehman is here. We'll have a few minutes left with Emerson when we come back. Maybe we'll touch on the Packers and Lions because realistically, if you were going to go watch the game, you'd already be watching it. So if you're talking about it, I don't think I'm going to chase listeners or viewers away for that minute. So stick with us, folks. Emerson's hanging out with us. We got a few more minutes. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Once again, it's the busy holiday season. Take the time to consider some financial moves before we turn the calendar to 2025. First, review your investment portfolio to ensure it is performing as expected and still fits your goals, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Next, consider adding to your 401k and health savings account. And if you have a flexible spending account, you'll want to spend any unused funds before the year ends or else risk losing them. If you have children, consider opening a 529 education savings plan, which allows for tax-free withdrawals for qualified education expenses. Contribute to an emergency fund to help cover 6 months of living expenses or unexpected costs, such as a major home or car repair. And if you're 73 or older, make sure you take your required withdrawals from your traditional IRA so you can avoid penalties. Finally, review your estate plans, especially if you've recently experienced changes in your family situation, such as marriage, remarriage, or the birth of a child. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
I always joke, I'll put this on at the gym in my headphones, and I just, it's like I'm at a high school dance.
I can go with that.
Lifting weights. Oh, they're great.
Yeah.
Jackson 5. Great stuff. Did you find Emerson's song?
Oh, I thought you were talking about that one.
Oh, no, I wanted to hear, what was that song? I want to hear that.
Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield.
Okay.
We talked about Sydney Sweeney one time.
Did we?
Yeah, that was that was
one of my exes.
In her movie with Glenn Powell.
Oh, yeah, my daughter saw it like 8 times, and I can't remember the name.
I'm actually blanking on the name right now, too.
This is not us. We don't like each other. Something like that.
Anyone
but you.
Yeah, that was like the soundtrack for that movie. And I feel like it just reignited that song.
So did you see the... Oh, okay, so that movie, or that was a song before the movie, but then...
Yeah, and then that movie kind of brought it back.
I feel like some of those rom-coms in the theaters, the bigger budget ones... are no different than Lifetime movies, but it comes down to who the actor is and maybe the tone that the director sets. But we did something, Emerson. We were talking about Christmas movies during the break, and you said your family likes the Lifetime Christmas movies. You make fun of them.
Yeah. I like Hallmark Christmas movies. My father, I'm sure the DVR in my parents' house right now is probably hitting the 99% full, and they're going to have to go through and delete some stuff because... he could have seen it 6 times already, but he's still going to record it to watch it again. My sister's right there with him. It's a sickness, I think.
So here is here's one I found online.
Okay.
I can't even share it on the air, but yeah. I saw that last year. Somebody put it on social media and I could not stop laughing. So we made our own parody.
I'm excited about this.
Of a Christmas trailer from the Lifemark Network. Conrad, let's play that for our guest, Emerson.
Lifemark's very melancholy Christmas continues with this week's film, The Christmas Shoes.
The holiday spirit is alive in the little town of Port Denmark, Wisconsin,
The picturesque streets are lined with Christmas lights and good cheer. And Christmas cheer is teeming in the people of Port Denmark. And in a very special pair of shoes.
Honey, these shoes were handed down from your great-grandmother to your grandmother to me, and now I'm giving them to you. We've all met the love of our lives while we were wearing the Christmas shoes. And if you're wearing them when you're proposed to, your marriage will be full of love and romance and prosperity. You and Derek are so good together. If Derek doesn't propose, I don't want it to be because you weren't wearing the Christmas shoes. Oh, sweetheart, he would be a fool to let you go. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Mom.
This Christmas, feel the love of the Christmas shoes playing all month long on Lifemark.
Conrad with a cameo in there.
Now, we don't know if Derek proposed to Conrad, but
that's are you wearing the Christmas shoes right now?
The sad story about them, they don't fit.
Oh
darn
they're,
the luck.
They're heels.
Devastation. Devastating.
Conrad's Christmas shoes would be high tops. Anyway, all right. We thought you would like that. So Emerson, what do you have a favorite Christmas movie or your go-to every year?
Oh, the Santa Claus trilogy.
Oh, nice.
Big fan of Tim Allen, like in that series. I really enjoy that. I used to love when they would have the 25 days until Christmas, like all of those animated shorts on when ABC Family used to be its own network, and they would have the like the
marathon or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, like they'd have, you know, Rudolph and the Santa Claus is coming to town, and just all those animated from like the 50s and 60s, like those.
So great.
I still enjoy seeing those when they come on. And then there's a Disney one where like there's three different Disney Mickey Mouse stories all in one. I think it's like Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas or something.
Yeah, yeah.
That one too, like the nostalgia with that.
Because you were little.
I was little and I grew up watching that. Yes. And it's just like, everybody
like
loves
all, like,
Disney,
locked
right?
into the place during Christmas, and they have to.
And like there's one. Mickey is trying to, like, he like has to sell his harmonica, and Minnie sells her her little necklace thing, and then they're like get it, like it's just like it's cool, man. And then
that's so
one like Max and Goofy are going through a mall on skateboard. It's I love that movie so much.
That's great. And the Santa Claus trilogy is huge, too. We got a couple texts we want to get here to here before we get out of here. Christine from the 414 says, Hallmark movies are awful.
Christine, I'm not arguing with you.
So sanitized and phony, but there were a couple I actually liked, especially the one with Doris Roberts as Mrs. Miracle. But no, I prefer better quality without sanitation. Chris Casper heard us talking about the Packers and the Lions and says, is there a way they both can lose?
It could be a tie, I guess.
Skull. He's a Viking fan. He's a crack engineer here.
Go Pack, go.
He's not an engineer of crack. He's a crack engineer. There's a big difference.
he's definitely a tech
genius here at Civic Media. On tomorrow night's show, ladies and gentlemen, is a bar band Friday night. So Terry Barr will be here with new music and great conversation. We've got Mike Clemens at 6:35, and then Lisa O'Hearn will be here from the Sister Bay Historical Society to talk about an event that's happening there leading up to Christmas. So that'll be a fun show, too. What else, man? Tell us another thing. Tell us another Emerson thing before we get out of here. Are you racing? Do you race in the winter?
No.
Is it possible?
I mean, it's possible. There's some snowmobile races that'll be taking place. Yeah. I used to, when I was a child, I was a snowmobile racer. Now I just do the nice trail riding and whatnot, but there's the song for you. It's kicking in here. Hey, I want to give a shout out though.
Yeah,
we're short one viewer tonight. A good friend of mine, Bob Schneider, passed away last month.
I'm sorry to hear that.
He was always watching. He'd always be listening to this. We're short one tonight. Shout out to Bobby. He would have been listening along. I know he is upstairs, but congratulations to you guys, man. 1 year.
Thank you.
This is cool.
Well said. On behalf of your friend, and thank you. Thank you for being a part of it. You're a huge part of it. We love having you here.
Let's rock year two, man.
Absolutely. Predictions, quick, guys. Packers, Lions.
34-31 Pack.
28-21 Pack.
Do you see a score?
It is 7-0 Lions right now.
He's looking right at the computer.
That's right. Well, if people haven't twitched over yet, they're probably still listening. So thank you for sticking with us. We'll be back tomorrow night to do this all again. Thank you to Emerson Lehman. Thank you to Logan Rogge. And thank you to Faith Flynn. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Good night, Wisconsin.
you're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. We'll break down all things in the news and wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hey, Badger fans, Wisconsin men's hockey is hosting the 7th annual Teddy Toss, presented by BMO on Friday, December 6th. They'll face off against Michigan State. Be part of our holiday tradition by bringing a new teddy bear to throw on the ice in support of Toys for Tots. So don't miss out on a fun-filled weekend at the Kohl Center. For more information on the Badger men's hockey Teddy Toss, presented by BMO, and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.